May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord God, my strength, my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. It's wonderful to be with you on this season of Advent. New things are happening. If you haven't seen our beautiful Advent vestments and our new Advent candle, I'm sure, like many of you, your calendar for December is letting you know not that Christmas is near, but Advent is near, correct? Well, Advent, it's the season of starts. It's the season that holds space for something bigger, bigger things ahead. It's like a seed, a tiny little seedling of hope. And then Christmas is the full, deep forest of fulfillment. Our Isaiah passage gives us a few examples to help us think of Advent versus the official coming of the fullness of God. Advent is like a start of a simmer rather than the full pot boiling on high. It's like the first little flicker of flame, but it's not the full roaring bonfire. Advent is like that first rolling out of clay that the potter does much before the finished, glazed, and fired product. So all of that leads us to know that Advent is a season of patient waiting for bigger things to develop. And that is a little hard when we're in 2023 and every sign around us is telling us, hurry, there's lots to do. There's no patience to wait for any of this. So it leads many of us to start to wonder with doubt, how in the world am I supposed to get through this season? How does the month of December manage for me to make it through? Whether it's just the sheer busyness, or it could be the opposite, the huge loneliness. If you're going through a season of grief or loss, maybe there's an empty house now, and that feels so different than when it was full of noise and delight. Maybe for people, looking at this month ahead brings doubt and worry and fear about finances. We know getting through the cost of December is no joke. Maybe for another person, it's how will my relationship make it through one more holiday season? It's hard. And for others, facing temptations where indulgence is all around us in the holiday feast, a season of spiritual waiting and patience can almost feel in this world rushing by like an unattainable task that God is asking us. But the good news in our gospel, we are told today at the beginning of season of Advent that we have one job today. And our job is to stand at the door and keep watch and keep awake and look for the divinity that is coming. A job of a door holder, honestly. Okay, this is not a dazzling job, we're gonna just say it. It's not even a job that requires skill or special training, but it is a pretty accessible job. You just need a person. We've got people. You just need entryways around. We have them around. And you need eyes and ears. So far, we're off to a good start. But what keeps this job of doorkeeper special, the door holder, is that it's one that actually is worth fighting for if you know what you're waiting on. So think about it. When you get your online deliveries, you're not checking your updates, waiting for the arrival of something boring like your laundry detergent that's on auto shipment. But you are checking it quite often if what's going to arrive on your porch is something you do not want anyone else seeing, and you want to grab it before they come home. So pending your anticipation of what is coming, the excitement of being the door holder grows. And this reminds me of a recent video that I saw that is going viral. You may have seen it. It's a story of about a 6 or 7 year old boy, and he has the cutest British accent. He has found out and is telling his mom that he's been given a role in the upcoming nativity play. And he says, "Mom, it's a classic role. It's a good one." And the mom's trying to guess. She said, "Well, is it Joseph?" And he says, "Nope." "Is it the wise men?" "Nope." "Is it an innkeeper?" "Nope." He says, "Come on, it's a classic role." And the mom says, "Well, you're just gonna have to tell me." And he says, "I've been chosen to be door holder number 3. I will be holding doors." His eyes are wide, the excitement is real, and his mom says on cue, "That's amazing." She says, "Who are you going to be opening doors for?" And he said, "Oh, probably Joseph and Mary, but I'm a door holder. Get in there, let's go." Well, the internet is now waiting to see his big debut as a door holder. Well, there's another boy that I learned about recently, a little further back in history, who was also inspired by holiday traditions. He's a German publisher. His name is Gerald Lang, and he's credited as the inventor of the printed Advent calendar. Because when he was a boy, he was inspired by a childhood memory where his mother sewed 24 cookies onto the lid of a box and let him open them one day at a time as he got closer to Christmas. He started printing these commercially in the 1900s, but in 1920, he added a little something different. The first calendar with doors to open to find delicious treats. In Advent, we find ourselves opening doors. Our gospel is calling us to look and see signs for the coming Christ child. We mark time in Advent, being at a doorway, ready and watching for the next countdown, the next door coming, the next delivery of divinity. Well, there's one last door person that you might be familiar with whose role rings true for what we're called to do in this Advent preparations. It's the godly play door person. If you don't know about this curriculum, I'll tell you a little more. This person stands at the door, ready to greet each child as they are coming through. Not only do they greet, they're trained to look and see, how is each child doing? Are they carrying things that need directions of setting down? Are they nervous? Are they a little over-sugared that morning? And they ask them the question, "Are you ready?" And when the person is ready, they say yes. And the door person opens the way for the friend to enter and join the greater circle, to do important work, and to hear and be part of the story, and to share in the feast. Being the door holder this Advent is to be watchful, alert, and diligent, because divinity is coming to your doorway. There is wisdom and purpose in this season of waiting, because when we wait in entry spaces that are looking far off, our eyes adjust to changes in light. We see the flicker of candles and light, and our fear subsides. Our hearts start to match the beat of around us, these smallest sounds that now we're connecting deeply with. We notice little shifts of pending change here and there, which lets us know inwardly that transformation opportunities are coming. When we wait well, we become more spiritually attuned. That is our Advent role, to stand at the opening of where God can be let in, to show up to not only be awake, looking for signs and signals, but to be also ready to answer that big question within ourselves, that spiritual question, am I ready? Am I ready for a closer encounter with my Savior, with my Redeemer, my Creator, my Comforter, my Healer? Am I ready for my refuge to show up, my Protector and my Guide? Am I ready? Am I awake? Am I watchful at the door to let God in deeper into my life? Or be ready that when God crosses that threshold and leans in and whispers, hey, do you want to go on an adventure with me? Are we ready to go? Being a child of God in the Advent season is to be an overexcited person who has just been given the important nativity role of door holder number 3. What greatness awaits you as you stand in waiting this season? When you wait well, you see the light become brighter past your door. You see the glory down the road becoming more magnificent. And you see holy mystery becoming ever curious. As you stand at the doorways of your spiritual life, you'll notice the signs and it will suddenly become much clearer that love has arrived for you. The all-encompassing, unconditional love that knows no boundaries, that is what is being delivered to you. Timeless redemption love. And it's then when you realize you are glad that when you were the door holder, you stayed awake and you stayed alert and you are grateful for the time it took you to prepare. Because when you answer the one at the door, the divinity knocking, you will be ready to say, yes, I am ready. May you have a blessed Advent season, being door holders, one and all. Amen.